Continuing to talk on the expert hotline, Brett Franklin and Jill Glessner with you, and we now turn to Ivy League women's basketball and the Penn Quakers on the road, or on the road for the next couple of weeks as they are in the midst of a five-game road swing. They'll be at Columbia on Friday and Cornell on Saturday, and to help preview the contest is the head coach of the Penn Quakers, Mike McLaughlin. Coach, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. And good evening, and excited to talk.
Well, Coach, being an Eagles fan, I have to ask, did you go to the Eagles parade?
Absolutely.
Yes.
My son Michael is a senior at Penn. So him and I actually, we walked down to the parade. I had a chance. We were at when the Phillies won the World Series in 2008. He was 12 at the time. We were actually at that game and went to the parade.
Wow.
So I thought it was kind of cool, as if, you know, being a father and him being at Penn, to be able to walk down together with him was kind of really good experience.
I'm so jealous. I was watching up here in Hanover on my computer, but okay. So first question I have is, you know, you're Big Five champs, you know, and was that something that you kind of set your mind on with the team that you had coming back, and you had huge wins over Temple? You beat Villanova for the first time in 16 years. What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you set your goals to try to compete. You know, the Big Five is special for anyone from the Philadelphia area and understand it, you know, being six Division One schools in the city of Philadelphia. It was awesome. I mean, it's the first time, as you alluded to, we beat Villanova. It's only the third time in the history of the program to beat Villanova. So all that was exciting. You know, we have a challenging Big Five schedule. We're either all on the road or all at home. This happened to be a year we were all on the road. So I guess it came a little bit of a surprise being all four away, with all four teams pretty solid. And, you know, we haven't had a great deal of success in the history of the Big Five, but let alone beating Villanova and St. Joe's in the same year is pretty special for this group.
One of your players who had a huge impact on some of those wins and continues to have an impact is Aaliyah Parker. And, I mean, she's leading the team in scoring and rebounding as a freshman. And you have, you know, Michelle Wachetti on your team, who's the reigning Ivy Player of the Year. Can you just talk about her impact on your program?
You know, she was highly recruited. She's someone we really targeted. We went after her. Really was fortunate enough to be able to get her with some great schools involved, several from our league. I thought all along that Penn would be a great fit for Aaliyah, socially, academically, athletically. You know, she was walking into a situation where Sydney Stepanovich was going to not be here and graduate, so we left a void at that spot. So she had an opportunity to come in and impact us right away, and she has certainly done that. She has been terrific. She started off a little bit slow, and I think starting off slow was her just, you know, she's a very, she wants to fit in with the group, and she didn't want to step on anyone's toes. And so I think she started off a little passive, but once she hit her stride, she has been terrific. The last better part of the last 12, 14 games, she's put up some incredible numbers and really made the people around her better. I'm a huge fan of Aaliyah as a person and as a player, and I'm so happy she's in our program.
Mike, just kind of taking an overlook of your program and from when you took over in 2009 to where you are now, you know, just what's been the success to your program? And obviously recruiting's been a big part of that. But, I mean, what's been some of the keys to building Penn women's basketball back to the top? Obviously, getting to the NCAA tournament, being very close to having an upset in the first round. What's been the journey like, and what have been some of the keys that your staff has focused on in building a winner year in and year out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a great question because, you know, my first year at Penn, you know, we only had 11 players. We won two games our first year, but it might have been one of my better years of coaching, enjoying the process. It really was. I mean, we were able to build something. The players were really embracing a coaching change, so I was fortunate with that. We were able to build a culture slow. We didn't rush anything. You know, we wanted to make sure we brought in the right fit. Not always has to be the best player, but the right fit for our program. And we slowly went at it. You know, every day was really important for growing the program inside and out. And then we were able to get players in here that helped our program. I think Alyssa Barron, who was a part of our 2014 championship team, was one of my first recruits, and she turned out to be a terrific player. And I do think it's a credit to the players that came in, my coaching staff, and just the process of not rushing it, just making sure that we built something that would be something that we could be proud of, and you know, brought in the right character players, the right fit for Penn, right fit for this coaching staff. And you know, we're fortunate the ball bounced our way with a few kids in a few games, and we were able to, you know, to build something and, you know, constantly try to stay at the top. It's hard to do, but, you know, we've never rushed the process, and we certainly will not do it as long as I'm here. I want these players to be the focal point of what we do, and the coaches, you know, just make sure that we bring in great teammates for them.
And one of those players that I can relate to is Anna Ross. Joe Logan and I were recruiting her to Loyola at the time. But can you tell us how the transition, so, you know, Kelsey Chambers was your starting point guard on your championship team last year, and now Anna Ross has filled that spot and she's leading the league in assist. What's it like having her, you know, have the ball in her hands so much this year?
Well, I mean, here's the thing with Anna. She's a special player. I mean, she was our starting point guard her freshman year, and you know, Casey Chambers, was a true point guard. She could only play one position. And Anna selflessly moved over to the last 2 years, and was culminated with two Ivy League championships. Anna put herself in the position of the team to play. She was a terrific two guard. And with Casey departing, she went back to her natural position, and you wouldn't know. She has not missed a beat. She scores the ball the same way. She handles the ball. She handles pressure. She's a terrific defender. Of all the players I had here at Penn, I mean, we've had some real good ones with Alyssa Barron and Sydney Stepanovich, Michelle Wilketti, but Anna's the one behind the scenes that's made this program special. I mean, she does every little thing the team needs to do. She's our best athlete. She's our best defender. I think she's instrumental for this program to have success the last 4 years.
And some of that success, you had a winning streak that was up to 9. You swept Dartmouth and Harvard. You were playing some of your best basketball of the season. And then obviously you came up against a tough Princeton team on Tuesday. How good of a team is Princeton? And I was... Mm-hmm. Is their success, I look at the bench points, you know, that stood out to me. Princeton had 30 points from the bench. You know, you had 5 points from the bench. Do you think it's their depth that has given them such success?
Yeah, I mean, they're terrific. I you know, they defend you hard. You know, they have a lot of weapons that can score the basketball. Like you just alluded to, their depth is really high. I mean, they simply just outplayed us. You know, they took away some of our strengths, and we didn't react quick enough. We struggled to shoot the ball, and you know, a lot of it was because of them. They defended us hard, and credit to them. You know, we didn't play good enough to win on the road, to beat anyone that day, but a lot of it was because of what Princeton did. And that's a team that's you know, top to bottom, probably the most talented team in our league. And, they're certainly playing really good basketball. I felt good coming into that game. We were playing well, as you said, and we just got beat by a better team that day.
And how difficult is it when Bella Allery is on the floor? Just her presence is made on offense and on the defensive end. What's the game plan? Is it trying to limit her touches? You know, and it's not if you try to double. I mean, she can shoot from the three. Are you just hoping that she misses?
Yeah, I think make her take tough shots. I mean, it's the best you can do. I mean, she is about as versatile as anyone we have in our league. I mean, she can go out behind the arc. She can score from the elbow. She can score from the box. She posts up smaller guards. She's a really tough matchup for anyone, but she's certainly a tough one for us. You know, she, and then she's, a terrific defender. She's good on the ball. She can play, you know, she can help side defense as good as anyone in the league. You know, she plays the game really without fouling. She's pretty vertical all the time. She's someone that's, you know, I think time her career's done is going to be one of them all-time really great ones in the Ivy League. And she's really, she makes the people around her better. I think that's a sign of someone very, very good. And, yeah, like, she's hard to double because they have so many weapons around her. You just try to push her out of her area and hope she makes, you know, have her try to make difficult shots.
Mike, looking at this weekend's contest, you got Columbia on Friday at 4 o'clock, then at Cornell at 4 o'clock on Saturday. And just on the surface of it, I mean, that trip, Columbia-Cornell, it's not an easy road trip to do, and there's something about Ithaca that makes that game very difficult. How important are you, or are you stressing this week in practice, hey, we can't fall into a trap either in New York City or in Ithaca?
Well, you know, we try to stay away from things like that. You know, I think both teams are well coached. You know, they'll be prepared and they have enough offensive weapons. You know, Columbia particularly, because they're in front of us, can really score the ball. You know, we had success against them both times, the first time around. You know, I think what's important for us right now is, you know, this will be the fourth and fifth game in 7 or 8 days for us. And, you know, we went yesterday light and very light today. I just want to make sure they're at their best physically through the weekend. As you alluded to, it's a tough trip. It's a travel time in between 4 hours. You know, there's a lot of things that add up to it. So I want to make sure we're physically at our best and mentally at our best, you know, because we got our hands full on the road in our league and against anyone at any time. It's a challenge.
Coach, my final question, and then Jill has her quick rapid-fire questions to wrap this up. Looking at your basketball background, one thing that really stuck out to me was you spent 3 seasons with the Washington Generals, and of course they are the adversaries of the Harlem Globetrotters. What was that experience like? You got to travel all over the world and get to see some pretty interesting ball handling. I mean, the Washington Generals on the resume, not everybody gets that.
Yeah, I was very fortunate. I was one of the best times of my life. You know, I had college basketball success, but so does a lot of people. I was in the right spot at the right time. Red Klotz, the owner of the team, you know, gave me an opportunity to travel the world. I was, you know, had a chance to visit 50 countries and play 3 years of basketball professionally. The best experience I've ever had, you know, traveling all around, learning a lot at such a young age. I was only 23 at the time on my first tour to Russia. Really put me in a position to give me experience I would have never gotten. So I'm indebted to Red Klotz and his family and John Ferrari, all the owners of the team, and they've remained great friends, John particularly, because Red passed on 2 years ago. But one of the best 3 years of my life, and I was very, very, very blessed to be able to do it.
Hey, last thing, Coach, is we like to end the podcast on some rapid-fire questions, which are just questions that have nothing to do with basketball.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, Jill.
All right. How would you describe yourself in one word?
Competitive.
And how would your team describe you in one word?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. That's loaded question. it depends on the hour and the day. I hope they see me as a caring person to them.
Okay. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Preparation, a lack of preparation.
What about your favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Favorite emoji?
Thumbs up. That's the one I use the most. I'm a simple guy, and that tells a big story.
And last one, favorite TV show?
You know, I like all kind of sports, but I'll say Mom. It's a show that we watch, my wife and I watch. It's a pretty good show.
Yeah. Mike McLaughlin, the head women's basketball coach at Penn. Great insight. We appreciate you joining us. Best of luck this weekend. Safe travels.
Thanks for having me, and keep up the great work.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Another podcast in the books. Big thanks to our guests here this week. Brown head men's basketball coach Mike Martin. Penn women's head basketball coach Mike McLaughlin. Great stuff. And looking forward to this weekend. Some big games, Jill. And I imagine when we come back on the air next week, we're going to have even more head scratching and more scenario playing out as the tournament gets closer.
And I think we should call it February Madness. You know, we don't have to wait
until
for the
March.
Madness to begin
until
March.
Right now.
It is happening tomorrow.
All right. That does it for us. Enjoy the games this week. For Joe Glessner, I'm Brett Franklin. We'll catch you next time on Inside Ivy Hoops.